Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Big, big welcome, I should have said. We've had a bunch of new, previously unreleased albums of big jazz names over the last month or so, and that trickle is now at a steady flow, with newies by Getz, Dexter, Tubby and Miles. Here's Stan Getz. Thank you. brand new Verve double CD of a previously unreleased Stan Getz gig at the Village Gate in New York City, November 26, 61. Recorded, for some very odd reason, very quietly. I had to turn the volume up to max. This is a brilliant Getz quartet. Getz tenor, Steve Kuhn piano, John Neves bass and the great Roy Haynes drums. Brilliant, but relatively short-lived, as Getz disbanded it in favour of his following year's collaboration with guitarist Charlie Byrd and the recording of the hit LP Jazz Samba, which we discussed to death just 2 weeks ago. 61 was a pivotal year for Getz. He was back in the US following a three-year absence in Europe, made one of his, and in fact, one of jazz as a whole's greatest LPs, Focus, reunited with Bob Brookmeyer for their second album together and formed this quartet, all in the space of not very long. We heard Alec Wilder's ballad, Where Do You Go? Let's stay in this gentle mood a little longer. And that's from an ECM album called Shades of Jade, recorded in New York, January-February 2004. Bassist Mark Johnson is the leader. The rest of the album is a sextet, one which inevitably included his pianist wife Eliane Elias. And that was one of Eliane's songs, All Yours. And Joey Barron on drums makes up the piano-based drums lineup here. I partly chose that song to avoid tenor man Joe Lovano, not because he's not on top form, he is, but my playlist this week is already tenor heavy. Example coming up, it's the newly released, previously unheard, Tubby Hayes Quartet. This is a song that breaks down part of the way through. See if you can hear why.
One, two, one, two, three.
This double CD, gloriously packaged box set called Grits, Beans and Greens, and subtitled The Lost Fontana Sessions, 1969. It includes a 54-page booklet of amazingly detailed liner notes by the Tubby Hayes expert Simon Spillett. Tubby, perhaps alongside pianist Stan Tracy, would be serious contenders for best ever UK jazz musos. The imminent release of these two new Tubby Hayes albums back in 69, they recorded in June of that year, were even announced in Melody Maker 2 days after the recording session. But they both literally vanished until recently. We heard a favourite of Tubby's, Where Are You Going? Not sure I heard a fluff or a problem before it abruptly stopped, but there must have been something. There are three complete takes of the song on this album. Mick Pine piano, Ron Mathewson bass, Spike Wells drums. The three complete takes have Louis Stewart on guitar instead of Pine on piano. Including a guitar was an experiment by Tubby, one of which he obviously didn't care for, as Stewart had gone by the next recording session. Time for a vocal. Jerome Kern's Yesterdays is a jazz standard, written in 1933 for a musical called Roberta, and here sung by Martha Hayes on her one and only LP, recorded for Jubilee Records in 56 and called A Hayes Called Martha. Even the Ira Gittler liner notes don't give us any detail of Martha other than she's a jazz singer. Lou Frattura, alto, Steve Foster, piano, Ray Alexander, bass and Don Russo, drums and percussion. And another tenor, please. Thank you. That fabulous tenor man is a guest on about half the songs on this November 2013 privately recorded and distributed album called Georgia Sunset. The leader is pianist Joe Alderman. Reuben Rogers is on bass and Gregory Hutchison drums. So, the tenor man. Why, it's our old chum who we featured just last week, the great Houston Person. Joe Alderman is a native of Atlanta, Georgia, hence the album title, I imagine. And he's still a young man. He's just over 30 today, but his style is reminiscent of the 50s. No bad thing at all. In fact, we're off back to 58 right now, and back to Paris.
Thank you.
And as we know, recorded in Paris, 1958, the Marshall Solal Orchestra and a great song, Middle Jazz, Solal's own compo. Actually, he wrote all 18 of the songs on this excellent Fresh Sound retrospective on his Paris Big and Biggish Band recordings, 56 to 62. Solal on piano, of course, Roger Guérin, trumpet, Louis Fuente, trombone, André Fournier, French horn, well, it had to be, didn't it? Georges Grenou, alto, Barney Willen, tenor, William Bukaya, baritone, Pierre Michelot, bass, and Kenny Clarke, drums. This next song is Howl. The Tommy Whittle Quintet, Acrobat Records released their complete recordings 58 to 59 a few years back. It's a two-horn front line, Tommy Whittle tenor, which can't come as a complete surprise, and Harry Klein baritone, Eddie Thompson piano, Ken Sprang bass and Jackie Dugan drums. That was a Harry Klein original, Howl, recorded for an Ember label LP called Easy Listening with Tommy Whittle and Friends. The tag Easy Listening is obviously aimed at trying to attract a wider audience than the hardcore jazzers, but it is a bit derogatory, isn't it? Recorded May 59. Worth pointing out that Harry Klein, together with Ronnie Scott, played the sax parts on the Beatles' Lady Madonna and their so-called White Album. Here's Duke Ellington. A real shorty from Duke Ellington's Piano in the Foreground Columbia LP. Ellington piano, Dr. Aaron Bell bass and Sam Woodyard drums. Recorded in LA, March 61. That song is credited to Ellington and an S. Allen, who is the author, composer, pianist, comedian and chat show host Steve Allen, who supplied the lyrics. The lyrics we didn't hear, of course. Oh well. That was titled either Searching or Pleading for Love, or both. Here's the third of our big name but previously unreleased albums for this week. Thank you. Yes, Resonance Records have done it again. A superbly packaged double CD of previously unreleased Wes Montgomery early recordings. We're talking about 49 to 58, in fact. And that version of the Gershwins' fascinating rhythm from the 1924 musical Lady Be Good, starring Fred Astaire and his equally talented sister Adele. Some even say Adele was the better dancer. I'm wandering off a bit. That was recorded live at the Turf Club, Indianapolis, August 56. The band was called the Montgomery Johnson Quintet. Three Montgomerys, Wes guitar, Buddy piano, Monk bass, and two Johnsons. Alonzo, better known as Pookie on tenor, Sonny drums. The three Montgomerys were, as you well know, brothers. The two Johnsons weren't related at all. And even more congratulations to Resonance Records, the huge 56-page booklet has previously unpublished photos of the band. Well done, Resonance. Next band is called Horace Scope. And as you heard, the band Horace Scope is a hard-driving, hard-bop six-piecer from San Francisco. Don't know if they are still playing, as attempts to look them up only gets the real Horace Silver, or his album Horace Scope. But certainly in July 2009, at the 39th Stanford Jazz Festival in Stanford, California, they were on terrific form. Yes, most of the songs they played were Horace Silver originals. No bad thing, after all. But they aren't just a tribute band. Yes, it's the same lineup as Horace Silver's Sextets, a three-horn lineup of Danny Gruer trombone, Joel Ryan trumpet, Danny Brown tenor, with Sam Grobe Heights piano, Gilbert Fix bass and Jazz Sawyer drums. This is a brilliant album. It's on Pursuance Records and called Live at Stanford Jazz Workshop. We heard Horace Silver's song Opus Defunct. Here's another new name to me.
Thank you.
Please let me give you the title of this Fresh Sound Swing album first, the Kay Swift Songbook. And I'm sure that this is the very first jazz album, possibly album of any genre, dedicated to the composer of Catherine Faulkner Swift. The nickname Kay was bestowed on her by none other than George Gershwin. And although Kay was very classically trained, she worked extensively with Gershwin. In fact, they were lovers for 10 years. And Kay is credited with being the first woman to write all the music for a Broadway musical, Fine and Dandy, in 1930. In fact, she wrote it in collaboration with her merchant banker husband, who wrote all the lyrics. And they got divorced shortly after Fine and Dandy hit the stage. Well, she was having a bit of an affair with George Gershwin, don't forget. And that explains the album title at last. I ought to now give you some info on the music. I am wandering a lot this week. The leader is the Barcelona-born, but now French resident, Esai Cid on alto. This is only his second album as a leader. Plenty more to come, we trust. Jerry Edwards, trombone. Gilles Ray, guitar. Samuel Hubert, bass. And Morat Benhamou, drums. Recorded in France, May 2018, and just released. We heard Nobody Breaks My Heart from that musical Fine and Dandy. And I must point out, I shouldn't really, a very rare typo by Fresh Sound, as it's listed as Nobody Breaks My Herat, which is a relief, as although hearts aren't easy to fix, a broken herat is impossible to mend. Another vocal, I think.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn and spring. Were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. All I do the whole day through is dream, is dream of you.
I really hope you will allow me to call that jazzy. I squeeze that in because I love that slushy, corny song, All I Do Is Dream of You. It was on Jenny Smith's second Columbia LP called Love Among the Young, recorded in New York City in 1958. For our closer this week, how about we skip back to Paris, again into the 50s. In this case, it's April 56, and it's the French tenor star Guy Lafitte. Roger Guérin's back again on trumpet, Benny Vasseur, trombone, René Mickey Nicolas, clarinet, Michel de Villers, baritone, Claude Bolling, piano, and Claude did all of the arrangements on this recording session, Paul Rovert, bass, and Roger Paraboshi, drums. Let's enjoy Smoking with Frank and JP, Lafitte's own compo. As ever, many thanks for joining me. I really hope you've had fun listening and equally hope you'll be back for more next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.